This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, it's something public radio has long understood. Important stuff can be explored in just 3, 4, or 5 minutes. But what about in the video form? The AMC channel recently started what's called the Sundance Now Doc Club, a subscription thing with streaming documentaries and independent films. A piece of this is the launch of a short film series called Take Five, themed collections of documentary films, just 5 minutes long, that focus, clustered around a single timely topic. Now, the first set is called Justice in America. It's available free right now. Josh Sapin, CEO of AMC Networks, came in to talk about this. Mr. Sapin, good to have you.
Thank you.
What do you hope happens with these five-minute docs?
They were stimulated by our listening to a panel of documentary filmmakers at the Sundance Film Festival, in which Mr. Jarecki, a well-known documentarian, said that his short documentary had more impact on the world than his long ones because it was distributed more widely. And that gave birth to this idea.
Here's a tiny piece of an explanation from one of these five-minute docs. This one's called De-gentrifying America.
Those spaces are being remade for more affluent. So rents go up, taxes go up, and eventually that neighborhood becomes increasingly unaffordable for those working class families that have lived there for generations, that have built that community.
Documentaries, a long tradition of having a point of view. I watched that thing. I wouldn't say it's ideologically balanced. It has a point of view.
We expected that, and we didn't filter it. We were striving for diverse in any form. As it happened, these five we thought had the most merit. They probably skewed, which is a statement about documentary filmmakers, a little to the left side of the equation, but that's what came back.
Here's a clip from the short doc about poverty and U.S. poverty policy. The film is called A Hug from Paul Ryan. The speaker we're about to hear is a woman living in poverty. Her name is Tiana Gaines Turner.
I wanted to hug him for him to understand that I am a person. I met you, you met me, and it's now personal. It was something for me, but I don't think a year later, looking at everything that's happened, it was anything.
It seems to me we do live in a golden age of documentary film. And there was a time when they were hard to see. You might have the local film theater nearby if you were lucky that might curate a few, put them in the schedule. But there's a lot of activity out there covering public policy issues.
Our company has been interested in the subject for a long time. There's an increasing audience for documentaries. There's a bigger audience for The Walking Dead, for Fear the Walking Dead, for The Night Manager, and for Preacher, we hope, which also premieres on the AMC channel in a couple of days. But cumulatively, as the technology allows you to watch when you want, there is an increasingly large audience for documentaries that are headier and thicker and stay with you longer.
Josh Sapin is CEO of AMC Networks. Sundance Now Doc Club has a series called Take Five. These are themed collections of short documentaries that you can see. Mr. Sapin, thank you.
Thank you so much.